the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo!
They just zapped
you. I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna crash.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Friday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation, thank you for joining me this March 21st, 2025. And we got the queen. The advocate, the author, Elizabeth Brown, in studio.
Yeah.
On this lovely Friday.
Friday, and it's so nice outside. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you, it's one of those things in the city where you got to make sure that you stay in a certain space so you don't get sick, because one day it's hot, one day it's snow outside. You could go through all four seasons in a couple days.
In one day.
Right.
One day. You know what I'm saying? By early in the morning, it'd be like chilly. Between 12 and 3, it'd be like 80 degrees. And then, you know what I'm saying? The temperature go to dropping. You go inside somewhere, come out, and it's snowing. You know?
Man, it's a lot of mismanagement going on. Whoever controlling the weather button need to be fired.
Facts.
That's mismanagement.
Real tough.
I mean, it shouldn't be that drastic. But we ready for it. We here for it. That's why I keep a sweater on all the time.
Hey, look.
Because my grandma said, don't get no pneumonia now.
Hey.
You know, pneumonia
you up in
kill
A's
you.
Now. Hey.
That's what she said when
don't
I was a kid.
Don't let it tap on you. Don't
That's
let it tap.
That's the one thing my grandma let me know when the weather was changing like that, to make sure I covered this part, my
neck
and my chest. Don't be out there with the, you know, with your chest
open.
Out. Yeah?
Right.
Especially when the weather changes.
The little hamburger meat out. You don't want to.
With the cleavage. Some of y'all girls be out there with the cleavage.
Absolutely.
And they trying to look cute.
Hey, get that ginger root. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you taking your zinc. You know, you're going to be all right.
Well, we've been talking about self-care all month. And I'm happy I got you here today.
Hey, okay.
Because I want to talk about grounding.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, when they hear grounding, they know it has something to do most of the time with being bare feet.
Absolutely.
And walking around. But,
absolutely.
But I want to get in depth on how grounding helps self-care, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost anything.
It don't cost you nothing.
It's free.
But some time.
Some time. But, it's, you know, you don't have to pay anything.
No.
You ain't got to go buy special shoes or, you know, you ain't got to go get no pills. It ain't a grounding pill you got to buy. It's just natural.
Not.
And grounding is known as earthing.
Yes.
It's a therapeutic technique that involves making direct contact with the earth's surface to promote physical and emotional well-being.
Absolutely.
The idea behind grounding is that the earth's surface has a negative charge, and by making contact with it, we can neutralize positive electrons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get the electrons to go through your body.
Absolutely.
Which can cause a lot of good medicinal things to happen to your body.
Absolutely. It balances.
Hey, look, and you always talk about grounding. You had me hugging trees last summer.
Barefooted.
Yeah, and barefooted and hugging.
Absolutely.
And I was like, hey, it felt funny.
It do.
It feels funny
you're not
because
used
this
to.
Is not what they teach you.
They done trained us to, one, scrounge our feet into these shoes with the rubber bottom so you don't have that connection.
Hey, don't be talking about my slides.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you.
Bruh.
Like,
hey.
I know y'all love Yeezy, but the goal is to be flat-footed and connected with the earth because
it
moves.
Well, we got the shake slides now.
Whatever.
Hey.
However, I'm talking about barefooted. You know, they done trained us to a point where they like, oh, the ground is dirty and this and that, you know, that mentally offsets your body. Because, mm-hmm. again, when we talking about our joints, you talking about ligaments. Walking in rubber bottom shoes for so long, like
it disconnects you.
Totally. And I'm talking about like just having your toes grouped together is a problem. You know what I'm saying? So being barefooted allow your feet to spread like it's supposed to, ligaments and things like that. Cause what they don't tell you either is the fact that your feet and your hands are automatic generators.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's always covered, then you're not connected. And it allows you to move energy throughout your body. Again, we go into the chakras and stuff like that. But a lot of our stuff is off kilter due to the fact that we've been wearing shoes all the time, and it disconnects you to certain elements as far as your immune system and everything like that. So it compromises when we're not earthing.
Mm. And grounding, they say, is done in various ways.
It is.
One, walking barefoot outdoors.
Absolutely.
Sitting or lying on the ground.
Absolutely.
Using grounding mat or sheets indoors.
Yep.
Swimming in a lake or ocean.
Absolutely.
And swimming in outdoors is...
just being outdoors. Right. And, period.
I mean, I never thought that swimming was actually grounding.
Oh, yes.
I'm talking about, well, not in the inside pool, but maybe out in nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even in the inside pool, they actually have, it's a chamber, a hyper chamber, where you go in and it's like, they got like all of these lights. They got one, they have several here. But...
the hyperbolic chamber?
Yes, where you go in and you just floating around in there. But what it does, like the healing of open wounds, like
didn't we do a story where the kid died in the hyperbolic chamber
in Detroit?
Oh, in Detroit, yeah, that's right.
A kid, but I'm talking about, you know, somebody should have been watching them.
Right.
However, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely therapeutic. And again, we have to make sure we understand that everything that's natural, that they can't patent, that don't cost you no money, they trying to keep that away from you, you know, because again, that's a key to our survival.
Mm-hmm.
And the depopulation agenda is for real. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they said that this is what they're saying, that grounding, how it helps your body. It reduces, one, it reduces inflammation.
Which?
And this is something that we all walk around after we eat. We get the itis or, you know, the inflammation in our body. It helps
mucus
to reduce.
Absolutely.
To improve sleep.
Absolutely.
You get some rest. Mm-hmm. And I need to get more rest. So I need to add that 30 more minutes into my schedule to make 7 hours. I think that I'm trying to get up to 7 hours of sleep right now.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that
and it's needed.
Achieve it. Yeah.
Because when you truly... in a healed state, you don't need as many hours sleep. But when the body is trying to transform itself, again, you need 7 to 9 hours.
And then it says it reduces stress and anxiety,
mm-hmm.
improves mood, increase energy. And this one, for those that are, you know, having chronic pain, it reduces pain.
Absolutely. Through the joints.
Right.
Again, the arthritis pain and stuff like that, headaches, it takes away all of that, like, it's balancing, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, so.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm starting to get into the grounding.
Good.
And the herbs.
Yes.
And thank you, Liz, for
welcome.
Just, you know, being as a person that knows a lot about this, you mm-hmm. know, you always, hey, try this, try that. You always mm-hmm. Sending things to try and do. And the thing is, we got to get outside the box that we were taught, because I was starting to realize that a lot of the times when we grow up, we get attached to the American diet.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times the American diet causes a lot of health issues.
It's at your demise. Again,
right.
When we think about, I mean, being in the United States, like I said, the FDA, one, need to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about vegans and then they do the testing on the vegans and their blood is just as dirty as a person that's eating pork, it's a problem. Okay. Even when we're talking about the fruits, now we have seedless fruit, which really ain't fruit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So we're eating garbage. We're breathing garbage. We're wearing garbage. You know, the clothing that's mixed, the materials, the synthetic. We're being poisoned all the way around the clock. When we talk about the food pyramid, trash, you know what I'm saying? When we talk about brushing your teeth every day with fluoride in it,
mm-hmm.
garbage, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, everything they told us, milk does the body good, trash, you know what I'm saying? All lies. Like, all of that was lies. And then we think about all the toxicity that we're taking in on a daily, from the water being lead infested,
right.
and having forever chemicals.
I was talking about the bottled water and the plastics that's in the water.
That part.
And so it's almost like You damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
Absolutely.
It's like, okay, I'm trying to not drink this kind of water, but then we think bottled water is the solution, but now they're talking about the plastic particles that we're consuming. And if you're drinking a lot of plastic particles from the water in the bottles, now they're saying get the water in the aluminum or the glass.
Again.
So here we go. It's like a steady mountain.
You have to do your research.
To continue to climb, right.
Because the majority of the people that's selling us water is selling us tap water. You know what I'm saying? That they use a filtration system to run it through. So, again, it's all a hustle. But when you think about everything that they told you that was unhealthy, why it's so hard now to just dealing with my loved one with cancer and then talking to these doctors and the things that they telling them.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Like that he can buy over-the-counter this and you can buy over-the-counter that. And all of these things have a million and one side effects, right? And then I bring up, you know, for the nausea, ginger root or eucalyptus. And you can use just a regular alcohol if you start to feel nauseated for them to, you know, breathe in. But the issues that they have, like, well, you know, anything that you decide to do, you really need to contact his oncology team. I said for things that don't have side effects, I need to contact his oncology team to get an okay for herbs. Again, you have to really make sure that you're paying attention because, again, your illness pays.
Mm.
And that's the main idea.
Right.
Well, you know like what I'm saying? They don't want business, the cure.
If it's a business, what's the most important part about business?
Getting that money.
It's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, that's why you got to make sure that you get a second, a third, and a fourth opinion.
And stand on what you feel.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's your body.
Make the right choice for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people tackle things different ways.
Absolutely.
But the more options you have, the more knowledge you have, the better you can zero in
your result
will
be.
Well, the better you can zero in on what's best for you.
Absolutely.
And what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, hopefully, you're just trying to get better.
That's the main goal.
Right. That's the main goal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ken Ryu says, I run and do my yard work with my shirt off to get the natural vitamin D from the sun.
That part.
They also go on to say, I have a saltwater swimming pool. Salt is a natural healing element. Also, put copper rods in my garden.
I put copper rods in mine too, King. Salute, for real.
Copper rods.
Yes. So even the grounding shoes, if you buy you some grounding shoes, they have copper inside. When you think about, matter of fact, you can get you, because I have a copper water bottle, you know, because if you think about, you know what I'm saying, the Mayans and stuff like that, all of their water was in copper because it takes out heavy metals and it balances out certain things. But if you get the grounding shoes that have all the little fire, it look like your toes out or whatever, but it has like grounding wire inside of that too, which automatically supposed to help you like ground even better, you know, whatever, because I got some
enhance
of those. Enhance. Absolutely.
Enhance the ground.
Absolutely. But also help you, your body to get rid of heavy metals. Because when we thinking about walking around with our cell phones, which is high radiation, you know what I'm saying? When we surrounded by all of these towers, even your Wi-Fi that's inside your house. And I did my own little study on the Wi-Fi box because I was wondering why one of my snake plants would die.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And
because those are the ones that you was telling me that can live long off of one drop of water.
Absolutely.
They live very long little, with less water.
They live with neglect. So if you just starting off trying to learn how to plant, a snake plant would be a perfect plant for somebody who just starting off because they grow off of neglect. Like you can't, it's hard to kill them.
Mm.
But they cleanse the air of all type of particles and stuff like that. But I had a snake plant in the corner where the Wi-Fi was. And I was wondering, like, why was it dying? You know, like, and then I put another plant by it. And the Wi-Fi is killing it. So what you don't want to do is, one, have somebody's bedroom in the same room with the Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow. Because
if it's killing a plant, it's killing you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
slowly.
Absolutely. On top of everything else that we're dealing with.
Well, look, I want to make this last point about grounding. It supports trauma recovery.
Absolutely.
Grounding techniques can help individuals recovering from trauma and promote feelings of safety and control.
Absolutely. Clear mind.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all need to get, a lot of y'all got trauma.
Yeah.
Y'all need to get out and do some grounded techniques. I mean, sometimes if we don't see it on TV, we don't think it. If they're not promoting it or programming us
right.
to do it, we don't really research or go any deeper
than
what we see.
And we're in a concrete jungle, too.
Out,
you know.
That's being marketed to us.
Absolutely. And the goal is to get back as close to nature as you possibly can, like whoever said that they be out, you know, doing their garden work and in with their shirt off, soaking in the sun, and you're supposed to between the hours of, I think it's 11 and 1 when the sun is at its highest, mm-hmm. Because they told us for so long that you can't stare at the sun, and the true reality is, yes, you can. It don't blind you. It actually takes the film off of your eyes, and your vision actually starts to get better, okay? But, I mean, all the lies they done told us, but the reality is gardening help you heal past traumas as well, and it's been proven, mm-hmm. you know? But, again, all you have to do is test it yourself. If you outside, like I tell my nieces and nephews in the summertime, just stand in the grass for 10 to 15 minutes, just barefoot, you know, and just breathe and listen to the birds chirping and stuff like that. And I guarantee you, like, it'll sway your mood. You'll go from feeling, you know, down or whatever to high vibrational, or even just having some clarity. You know, when I used to tell you, hey, let's go to the lake, just, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Watch the water, hear the water. It's smooth. It's healing, but it's soothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I think we get farther and farther away from the natural ideas.
Absolutely.
Because what was going on before we had hospitals?
That part.
What was going on before we had all of this technology?
We had Big Mama now.
People was using these home remedies, these Absolutely. Natural home remedies
yep.
that are making a comeback. Because mm-hmm. I'm seeing more people do natural home remedies online.
As
like
they should.
You know, how to, you know, help arthritis pain.
Yes.
How to digest yourself through natural options.
I did. Absolutely.
You know, detox.
Detox
yeah. yourself through yeah. natural remedies.
Yeah.
And it's all there. So at this point, we have to understand what is available for us.
Yes.
And we have to choose what is the best route, because everybody has a different opinion or perception of
Absolutely.
What to do. But the more we know, the more we can add to our lives, because
yes.
many of these things are not promoted.
It's not. It's not. And it's the best kept secret, because like I said, they can't patent it because it is natural. You know, when I think about my grandma and stuff like that and the castor oil that they had, you know, I was just telling, you know, one of the callers yesterday, if you take castor oil and you put cayenne pepper in it and you have an arthritis issues and you rub that in anytime you feel in that ailment or every time you get out the shower or whatever, eventually that pain usually subsides. Because, again, when you look up the medicinal effects of cayenne pepper and castor oil, it's an amazing thing to have. And usually you have it at home already. You know what I'm saying?
Cherie Harris is in the chat. She says, water aerobics, soursop tea, vitamin in addition to treatment is working. Cancer diagnosis decrease in size.
Come
waiting on more information.
Let's go.
Thanks, Liz and Tori, for your testimony and insights.
Salute, hey. Queen. And make sure that you take in the vitamin D3 and the vitamin B12. And I'm going to text you what I did for my loved one when it came to after the treatment with the moringa and stuff like that, because that automatically helped you build the healthy cells that you need to continue to battle against whatever that's not healthy inside your body as well, Cherie. And we love you and continue to fight.
Look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice,
got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life, look.
One on one, serving the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Brother Z, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Elizabeth Brown in studio. We've been talking about grounding, and I was looking into the chat, and I usually try to do a segment on self-care, but I, not really a city girl, hit us in the chat and said, this is my first time hearing about grounding. Wow. Much appreciated.
Hey, salute,
and this
queen.
Is what I'm saying. These are the things that we have to talk about. I know it's a lot of things going on in pop culture, celebrity, politics, but we got to pay attention to things that affect us as well.
Absolutely.
And I always try to incorporate that because, it's, you know, I can do the clickbait and try to get right into it. But I think that this is the time for us to get back to us and try to make self-healing a top priority.
Absolutely.
So many times, I'm good at everything I do. I can talk about whatever. You know, I'm very, very versed in sports, politics, everything, city, all of it.
Right.
But I think that when it comes to ourselves, I think that this is where we have to really focus on, because if something is going to change, we got to change our thoughts.
Absolutely.
And we got to change a lot of the things that maybe we have taught, we were taught, and we're getting nowhere. We're getting outcomes that's
nowhere
not
fast.
Making sense. But this is what they said that you had to do. And sometimes what they said was marketed and promoted to us, and it was money behind it, and somebody benefited and made a profit from what they told us to do. So when we get back to natural ideas, when we get back to ourselves and trying to understand the inner workings of ourselves and how we can become better at taking care of ourselves, we got to jump and promote those kind of ideas. We got to make sure we do that.
Again, when we talk about emotional intelligence, when we're talking about grounding, that's what we're talking about. Again, we're walking around ticking time bombs because, again, we're being poisoned on every level. That there is. We're being lied to on the daily. We're dealing with not only our regular lives, but we're dealing with the community that we're in. We're dealing with the social norms of what people think it's okay to walk around and be aggressive. But again, when you start to ground, certain things that used to bother you don't bother you no more. You know what I'm saying? You start to understand certain things, and it's like having a bottle of soda that's been shaken up, and then you get mad at the soda because you took the top off and it popped out. But you knew that you just shook it up, you know? And that's the thing about
sometimes
us.
People shake it up and give it to somebody else just to see it splash
but
out.
But this is what I'm saying. If you start to ground, it saves lives. It's not only save yours, but people around you. Because, again, the vibration that you bring into a room, the calmness, the peace, you know, when you're less stressed, certain things you don't take personal. You like, oh, okay, so that's what we own. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being so filled up with everything, the poisons, the worrying about your bills, the kids, this, that, and the third, again, you are less likely to snap or be or have anxiety or have depression, because, again, they give us all of these words, and every word that they ever gave us is connected to some type of pill that's patent.
The magic pill.
So you're taking the pill to go to sleep. You're taking the pill to wake up.
It addresses one issue, but it gives you
20-some
side effects.
Hey, slow.
And they read it fast.
And you're paying for it.
You know, when they do the commercials and they
be
like,
absolutely, bloody stools, runny eyes.
Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute.
just for my my nasal.
And for all of those side effects, they got a pill for that.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
And what I'm learning in my journey, Tori, because it's even to the point, and everybody be laughing at me, but I also do upside down hand stances, where it have the blood rush from the top of your feet to the bottom of your head, which is going in a whole nother direction because it's so used to, as you get grown, remember the monkey bars and stuff when we used to play
hang upside down and all that?
All of that was a powerful factor in why children are so happy and, you know what I'm saying, like relax. When I do my upside down, I try to at least do 5 to 10 minutes just upside down where the blood rushes the opposite way. Mm-hmm. And when you come back up, I mean, it takes pressures off of joints, off of your heart. Everything have to reset itself. It's like I don't know, one of those little globe things, you know, or that time that had a sand in it.
Right.
The time sand or whatever. But
the hourglass.
Hourglass, yes. Yeah. So when you turn it upside down and then the blood is flowing, just used to flowing upward or downward, and then you turn it upside down. If you can try it at home, when you first try it in your bed. You flip upside, right. You know, close to a wall or something, mm-hmm. and see how long you can stand. But I'm telling you, the clarity that you get, you know, from the blood rushing the opposite way. I do a lot of things because, again, like I said, everything that they programmed us to believe was righteous is dead wrong.
And so, we got 7087 in the chat. He says, good show. What's the measurements for cayenne and castor oil?
There is no measure. It depends on what you're trying to do with it. If you're talking about for the joints, there is no measurement. You usually just put it in a glass jar, however much you think you're going to need, if it's your knee, if it's your back, or if you're just going to rub down all the time. You want to make as much as possible. So you want it to be able to see the cayenne pepper inside the castor oil. Mm-hmm. And
so maybe two teaspoons or something.
No, 2 teaspoons. It depends on how much you're making.
Right.
So if it's just, if you want a little jar, put a little salve in it, you can do at least start off with 3 tablespoons, mm-hmm. and then put 3 tablespoons of the castor oil, and then 3 to 4 teaspoons of the cayenne pepper, and you shake it. And you can also, too, if you want immediate relief, add the cayenne pepper to alcohol and allow it to dissolve, and then you can put in a little spray bottle, and you can spray it, and that'll just soak in.
On your skin.
Yeah. Hey. But don't put it close to your eyes. You know what I'm
right.
Because like, that's mishandle something else. It, yeah. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to do that either. But my mother also was dealing with cataract. And she started to put the castor oil over her eyes at night. And the film, again, that cataract, they said is not reversible. Hers is being reversed.
Oh, wow.
Praise God. You know what I'm saying? But
Markina in the chat says, yes, that's probably why they have people raise your legs to elevate them for pain or swelling.
Absolutely. And usually if they're swelling, that's usually edema, you know. Mm-hmm. And that means something. Your body is out. You know what I'm saying?
My granddaddy had the gout.
See,
all right.
I had an uncle who had gout. That was painful.
It was painful.
That's a lot of backed up mm-hmm. waste and stuff like that that's inside the body. And mm-hmm. you can reverse that too.
Hey, look. When we come back, we'll have a pop culture report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Now for way too many days, y'all sleeping off of me anyway. Y'all don't be doing it anyway. Y'all are not true to this anyway. OVO, E-San, wraps up. We might just get here with Dorico. Everyone home for the summer, so let's not do nothing illegal. I gon' make 50 million and I give some millions to my people. They gon' go Tony Montana and cop them some Shaq at the free throws, but they're from the wave.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Elizabeth Brown in studio.
Hey,
for
yo.
The pop culture report.
Let's get it.
Well, usually when I don't put these kind of stories in the pop culture report, When people start getting arrested, I make it a part of the regular show.
Right.
But hey, we got guests coming in there too. We got a powerful show for y'all today. But I might as well put this one in the pop culture report.
Let's do it.
Usually when the feds kicking the door, when somebody get arrested,
right.
It's no longer pop culture report. It's
I
gotta talk about it in a certain way. But Big U, whose real name is Eugene Henley Jr., he's a prominent figure known for multiple roles. He's a longtime leader of the Los Angeles Crip Gang subset, and he has been charged with serious federal crimes, including racketeering and murder. He also was recognized as a community activist and philanthropist, contributing positively to society. Now, recently, Big U went online on his way to turn himself in.
Absolutely. he went live
with his family, but they're saying that he took money and he was still banging.
Yeah.
Still banging. And I got an opinion about all this banging going on
right.
in 2025.
That part.
But we got video of what happened with Big U. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube, on social media. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. Let's listen.
Video before I turn myself in.
Eugene Big U Henley posting videos to social media while riding in a van with his family on his way back to Southern California once he learned he was a wanted man.
It's all bull crap. No, I just need y'all prayers. I need y'all to... I don't even know what to say.
But the feds had plenty to say. On Wednesday, announcing a wide-ranging RICO-style investigation, including multiple arrests of members of the Roland 60s neighborhood Crips, of which Henley was described as a leader, alleging a long list of federal crimes, including drug trafficking, conspiracy, fraud, and worse.
The facts alleged in the complaint paint a very different picture. It is one of a murderer, a thief, a liar, and a cheat.
They claim Henley defrauded celebrities who donated cash to his purported anti-gang program called Developing Options, also applied for grants and PPP loans, and used the money for his own benefit.
Mr. Henley duped the county of Los Angeles by running a nonprofit named Developing Options, which was set up to pull youth out of the gang life and promote anti-gang solutions. Yet Mr. Henley continued to personally orchestrate violent gang activity.
But Henley, seen here in artist sketches and a brief appearance in federal court this afternoon, insisted he's being targeted because of who and what he is.
I didn't manipulate nobody. I didn't steal nothing. We did PPP loans. We did two loans. And that's it, just like everybody else did. I didn't use no fraud. I didn't give none of fake names. A lot of stuff y'all hearing is straight trash. And I appreciate the love. It's hard helping black people and not being hunted for doing it. But y'all sending it around, getting people in trouble. Like y'all don't understand what the FBI do to black men who try to help their community. I ain't been nothing but a help to our community. But I guess it is what it is. This the price of being black and trying to help somebody, trying to help your community and do what you can. You're just guilty because somebody else don't like you.
Hey, all right, so Elizabeth Brown.
Hey, the wrong thing was going live. However, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you got a right to remain silent, too. You
absolutely.
Know? And get an attorney.
Absolutely, let him talk.
Let him talk. And yep. We always tell people, if you...
Shut up.
In some type of situation...
Shut up.
Be quiet.
You have a right to shut the hell up. Shut
and,
up.
And the thing is, Big U, he came from... The gangster.
Absolutely.
Okay, so right there is either two things going to happen to you. Either you're going to end up dead or in jail. Automatic. When you say gangster, that's the only two main outcomes. You got a few people that can walk through it, touch it, walk away from it.
Right.
But when you come around and you start claiming to be a community activist, and you add community activists with gangbanging, And then you may still have some old affiliations. And when you have old affiliations, they got new affiliation. And so you never really out of it if you never really separate yourself. You can separate yourself from it if you wanted to. But they said he was the leader. Like he was one of the longtime leaders of the Crip.
Not in America.
Yeah. So
as a black man in America, if you ever been labeled anything, RICO means conspiracy.
Right.
Meaning that they don't give a damn if you wasn't there, if they got somebody that's going to tell, that's going to sit on the state as evidence against you, they going to get you. And the sad part of it is I'm seeing RICO when it comes to these gangbangers, quote unquote, but I'm still to see the Ku Klux Klan, who was alive and well, right, being arrested and riled up. And being labeled with all of these, because again, that's a terrorist group.
Well, you know well I'll saying? Say like, this. I'll say this because I do understand what you're saying with the KKK, but these people went on social media.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I mean,
absolutely. I get all that.
You can't get on social media and you doing things that ain't right.
Conspiracy.
And you talking.
Hey.
And that's how they got Keefe D. He making documentaries talking about he was sitting in the car.
Thinking they sweet.
He thought he was safe.
Facts.
And when murder,
you ain't never safe
when it, you know, when it's situations like murder,
you ain't never safe,
you know, stealing money. So, the KKK out here, we know we got to get rid of them. But you don't see, I don't look on podcasts and see KKK people outright saying this is what we did to somebody. You know, I'm just saying they quiet. They know to shut up.
And that's true.
Okay, so what I'm looking at the gang bangers and all these other people. They craving for attention so much that they get tricked out of their freedom because they get on these podcasts. And in order to be on these podcasts now, you got to be extreme.
You have to be snitching.
And you can't say no regular story.
No, because they don't want you on there then.
Yeah, so now they got to talk about a murder that may have happened or a said idea that could possibly put them in jail.
Yeah.
But they don't know.
It ain't no excuse.
They get comfortable after a while talking on these podcasts.
Absolutely.
Adam 22.
And Vlad. They the police already.
But what
already.
I'm saying, regardless, you just seen so many people went to. Yep. It's already examples of people that went to jail from these platforms. But you finna get on the platforms and be the next person that's going to jail because what you're talking about
is connected to
crime. So this is why I say you don't have to always get out there and tell your business.
Facts.
Because it's somebody listening.
Yep.
And you saying that, okay, this person got you, set you up. It's plenty of podcasts and videos that Big U went on that is questionable what
Absolutely.
He was doing. And so they using all of this and his podcast stuff and his affiliation.
And the people who he was affiliated with.
Right.
Keefe D. Again, the circle is always connected.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And again, when you understand
the
feds.
But they got videos of them talking about it.
When you understand the feds.
You talking and don't know. See, all right, it's other people out here doing stuff.
Absolutely.
That need to be rounded up.
Absolutely.
But they not giving away information.
They not talking, right.
They not on recording on World Star Hip Hop. You know what I mean? They not going viral with the conversation. Because all them gangster cats that spreading that poison, first of all, my biggest problem in my community is the gangsterism idea.
Yeah, the thug life.
Okay, no snitching. And residents that ain't even in gangs going by thug codes. Okay,
right. Real talk.
Stupid, okay? Yeah. All I'm saying is, if you gon' do it, you know.
Shut up and.
Okay, I could go on the internet right now and see Big U talking about questionable activity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But now you an advocate. See, now you stepping in the space where the front lines is. And,
absolutely.
And so you may be front lines with the gang banging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you and a lot of bad people do good.
Absolutely.
A lot of people who do a lot of bad do good, and a lot of good people do bad.
Absolutely.
You know? So what I'm saying is you promoting the concept, and I always tried to get this through the young men's head when I talk to them. Certain ideas can only end up, your chances of ending up dead or in jail increases when you talk about thug life, gang banging, skull, you know, all
crushing
this extra, you know, all of these concepts will put you in the grave or have you in prison, tricking you out of your freedom. And so, Big U represented gang banging.
Yes.
He got an opportunity where he started, people believed that he could help some of these young people that
got
caught up in the gang banging.
Absolutely.
And then they saying that he took money from the celebrities and then transferred the money into his account. Some of the monies. So all I'm saying is we give people opportunity to make changes in our community, no matter what they do. In our community, we believe in grace.
We do.
We believe in
yes,
giving
we
people
do.
An opportunity.
Yes,
we believe
do.
That, okay, you can turn your life around.
Absolutely.
We got a lot of hope. Mm-hmm. But then many times it come back around on the disappointing end.
Yeah. Because us being forgiven, America is not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's clear, you know. And it don't matter how clean you been. If somebody whistled and said again, that you said or did something, conspiracy is the fact that they going to point you. Somebody done pointed you out.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the fact that you out here running your mouth too, and they going to run that back. We keep saying about all of these platforms on top of Facebook and Instagram, and people still doing the same ignorant stuff and then mad because you done got called in.
Plus, it's examples of what not to do now. We've been watching social media for over 2 decades now.
Facts.
And so why don't we make the adjustment? If you're going to be out here, and we know sometimes you got to get it how you live in our community. I know a lot of brothers, they got to get it how they live or whatever. Right. But they not out here on making podcasts and trying to tell their stories, borderline stories.
Thinking it's sweet.
And they don't know that it's families grieving over some of these outcomes.
Yeah.
And there's detectives attached to some of those old outcomes that may have probably had no, they had no clue where to look. Yeah. And then they look up on the podcast and you out here.
But not only that, you know, we have to make sure, too, you know, and that's anybody who has any type of because they still building private prisons and they need to fill them. So, again, don't put yourself in a situation, you know what I'm saying, of being connected to your old ways, because it's easy for them. Once you done been labeled, they can come snatch you up because, again, it's your word as a quote unquote felon, you know, versus what they saying. And the majority of the time, whether it's right or wrong, again, the sad part about us being black in America is the fact that we're guilty until we can prove ourselves innocent.
All I'm saying is if you're going to do something to the, you know, that's not legal.
Right.
You might want to not post on social media.
At all.
That's all I'm saying.
And be connected to nothing that looked like.
I'm just hoping that, you know, if what he's saying is straight, then all he had to do is sit tight
and let his attorney talk. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because everything you say can and will be used against you. That's real talk.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.